It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, welcome to it, Friday podcast time.
Here we go.
Podcast. God, that wind is blowing out there.
Yeah, just like your mom.
God, I was going to say the same. You bastard.
Yes.
You bastard. You beat me to it.
Yes.
You beat me to it. All right, well, I'm just going to move on, you piece of shit. It's Friday, so every Friday on the After Show podcast, we do five facts, five opinions. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, yeah.
And we thought of this topic because we couldn't think of any other topics, so we figured let's do some.
Laziness.
Yeah. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Fact number one, opinion number one.
Better not be something about a president.
Before Vegas was known as Sin City, the title usually went to, Newport, I'm going to start over. For fuck's sake, it's reading. Before Vegas was known as Sin City, that title usually went to Newport, Kentucky.
Really?
It became a hotspot of corruption, gambling, and prostitution during Prohibition.
Wow.
And stayed that way until the 60s.
Really?
I had no idea.
Why Kentucky? Is it because it was like a midway stop of people traveling west, or is that too soon?
No, because it's in the 60s. So yeah. I think Vegas started up in like the 30s or 20s. Because during the gold rush. Was kind of that, I think. Anyway, I don't know enough. I'm just saying.
I don't know shit either.
I have no idea why it would be Newport, Kentucky.
You know?
Newport, Kentucky.
It's too bad it wasn't Benton Harbor, Michigan.
Benton Harbor, Michigan. Mm-hmm. Newport. So, yeah, I do enjoy Sin City.
Did you know Gary, Indiana is the stripper capital of the United States?
I believe it. What else are you going to do in Gary, Indiana?
Yeah, I know, but still, are you going to go to a strip club in Gary?
I bet you there's some chicks there, man. They know the people are going.
Yeah.
It's a hot spot. How come we haven't gone? We've never been to a strip club together.
I'm not going to Gary. I'll tell you that much.
Why not?
Because I don't want to die.
You don't want to die by a stripper in Gary, you know, Indiana?
When a stripper has a Glock 19 in her G-string, something's going on.
It's hot. So hot.
Right. Right.
It matches her C-section scar.
Oh God! Stab wounds. Hold their baby swinging around a pool.
Newport, Kentucky. All right, let's move on for that one because I don't think there's much there. Fact number two, opinion number two. Wu-Tang Clan were the first rappers to have their own clothing line when they launched WuWear in the mid-90s.
Remember that?
I don't.
I remember WuWear.
Do you?
I think I had a shirt. I might have had a shirt.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
They have, what's it on? Is it on Hulu or Netflix or Amazon Prime? Mm-hmm. They have the Wu-Tang story.
Oh.
And it talks about them like growing up and then like getting started and everything like that. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. Good stuff.
What is it? The RZA.
Yeah.
In the Chappelle show where they recruit the Wu-Tang Clan?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, don't they? The Wu-Tang Clan gets, drafted by the Japanese, don't they?
Yeah.
And then you got all those old Japanese guys in the back.
Doing the Wu-Tang side? Nice. It's brilliant.
I do actually enjoy, I don't listen to a lot of hip-hop, RZA-y rap, but I do enjoy Wu-Tang.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, how can you not enjoy Wu-Tang?
It's classic.
It's classic stuff.
You know, we grew up with it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, fact number three, opinion number three. There's nothing in the official Major League Baseball rules that forces players to wear hats.
Really? It's just kind of a thing, huh?
You know what I'm going to look up?
The ball cap. It's kind of weird.
Is there any baseball player that doesn't wear a hat?
I don't think you dare do that. You'd be made fun of. All the other players would be like, really, bro?
They have to wear some kind of uniform. They don't have to wear a hat or cap. And the uniforms have to match. They can't wear like like just a random uniform.
Yeah. Where's Babe Ruth gonna put his cabbage leaf, bro? He doesn't have a hat.
back in the day of the golden age of baseball, Babe Ruth would wear a cabbage leaf under his cap
to keep him cool.
To keep him cool on those hot summer days while he was smoking cigars in the bullpen.
Oh, dude.
Eating cheeseburgers in between innings.
That just kind of explains that time.
Athletes.
A cabbage leaf under the hat to keep him cool. That explains what life was like back then.
I feel like that wouldn't last that long, though. If you get like a fresh, does he take it out and then like put it in a cooler, an ice chest, and then put it back on?
Did they not have cold towels? Did they not have any towels back then?
Probably not. This is,
Hey, babe, maybe just put like a washcloth under some cold water. You know?
Then Babe Ruth takes the cabbage leaf after the game and feeds it to his pet rabbit Sparky.
But it's always like this. Home run.
Yeah, terrible.
If I ever become a Major League Baseball player, I'm not wearing a hat. I'm going to be that guy. I'm only going to have the Oakleys, no hat.
The Oakleys and no hat.
Oakleys and
no
hat.
No, you
got to
put the Oakleys on the back of your head.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's where I put them. That's where I store them.
When I go inside, when I walk indoors.
I put my Oakleys on backwards.
Put them back. Yeah. Why don't you put it on the back of your neck?
Dude, that guy's cool, man.
So cool.
See that?
So cool.
As I'm wearing a flat bill right now.
Hey, you douche. All right. Fact number four, opinion number four. What the hell did I just say? Fact number four, opinion number four. I just can't talk this morning.
Right.
80% of the population of the United States lives within a 2-hour flight of Atlanta.
Wait, say that one more time.
80% of the population of the United States lives within a 2-hour flight of Atlanta.
That's a fucking stupid ass. Dude, what? I can fly to Vegas in 2 hours. Maybe not 2 hours.
But saying 80% of the population lives, though. Not 80% of the population lives within a 2-hour flight of Vegas. Makes sense?
Okay,
so where Atlanta is, the hub. So not so fucking stupid, though.
Okay, sorry.
Mr. Tough Guy with your facts.
So what? The Georgia area is extremely populated.
I just think where it's here. This is where I'm going to look. I'm looking up Atlanta. Let's go to maps. And let's just kind of see how that makes sense and all. So, yeah, it's just kind of in the, it's just kind of in the middle, I'm guessing. So if you think Atlanta's there, well, you got all of this. That's a 2-hour, all of New York. So, yeah, but then you get out here. I mean, there's not a whole lot out in this area.
Some major cities within two, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chicago, New York.
You got Charlotte, all of this. That's all 2 hours.
All of Florida.
Huh.
Dallas is probably within.
More importantly, who has the time to figure out this fact?
Seriously, though.
I will agree with you.
You're digging hard, man.
It's a stupid fact. Should take that one out. All right, finally, fact number five, opinion number five. Here we go. During a battle at a park between England and Ireland in 1916, there was a ceasefire every day so park employees could feed the ducks.
What?
I feel like that's a made-up fact.
Dude, there's no way. Hey! Got to feed the ducks. Let's pause slaughtering each other for a second.
Stop it. I said stop shooting. They got to feed the ducks. Oh, sorry.
Oh, my God. The ducks are hungry.
Maybe the ducks are just so used to it.
I just got done shooting John in the face, but, dude, the ducks are hungry, bro. We need to cease fire.
The guy's hiding behind, like, a seesaws.
Why wouldn't you just take a duck? Don't kill the duck.
Running around
with it.
Hey, don't shoot that guy. I got the duck.
I'll do it.
They've taken over the duck pond. We can't fire on him.
He's just got a gun to the duck's head.
I'll do it. Here's the funny thing. Okay, that just also it goes to show how stupid battles are. We're willing to kill each other, but we'll stop. We'll take a break.
To feed some ducks.
Can't we just take a moment there and be like, you know what, guys? Maybe this whole shooting back and forth at each other doesn't really make sense if we're willing to stop for ducks.
Yep. Add another fact to the pile of why people were fucking stupid back in the day. Dude, every time we do this podcast, there's something from back in the day that's just like, what were you guys thinking?
Yeah.
What? The common sense.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think
I'm talking about like the 70s even.
I don't think we have a lot of common sense now.
Yeah.
Look at your Facebook. Is there a lot of common sense on there?
Yeah, but at least the information's there, dude. What information do
you get from that one girl that does those...
Those gym selfies? Nothing, but...
See? I don't know. I think we're...
At least we're not slaughtering each other and taking a pause for a second to feed some ducks. Dude,
Not here. I don't know. Ugh. And this was over in Ireland.
People are dumb. Don't try to tell me otherwise.
All right, that's going to do it now. The Hunter's all worked up.
I'm worked up.
That's going to do it. Five facts, five opinions for a Friday. Mm-hmm. I hope you learned something. If you didn't, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
You're probably a dumb duck feeder. I don't know what that was. Don't forget to check out more on the website where you found this absolutely ridiculous podcast, WIRX.com. And as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial. Mm-hmm. All right, that's going to do it. We'll see you guys next time.